Today on the Pageant Cast, we have Jessie Ledoux, Miss International 2013. This is from the live interview that we recorded. There's going to be a number of episodes from that night. This is the first one, and this is about her pageant past. It's Jessie Ledoux, Miss International 2013. Today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hello, I am Jessie Krieger, Miss Wisconsin Central 2015, and you are watching Pageant Cast, the first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
And we are live. We are so live. Finally, we got everything to work, and we have a wonderful guest in the other studio for us tonight. We have Jessie Ledoux. She is Miss International 2013. Hello, Jessie.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Fantastic. You're such a good sport to come on the show here tonight. And you are our first with the new live shows here on the Pageant Cast. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
No, my pleasure. I'm happy to be the first.
Yeah, we're having some trouble with the chat room, but they're slowly getting into their pews. For those of you that are having difficulty, keep trying. You'll get in eventually, or so we hope. And we are so glad to have you. This is long in coming. I had heard you wanted on the show. I was shocked. And I thought, I have to get her on the program. I didn't know anybody actually wanted to come on the show. So that was
well, you know, when I was crowned in 2013, my sister queen, Amy Gregorio, I believe, was one of your guests pretty soon after her crowning. And I was a little hurt, Tim. I was like, well, what the heck? I didn't get the invite. So I've been chomping at the bit.
Well, that's fantastic. And I'm so glad that you got on the show. Because I don't know if you know this, but Amy and I are very, very good friends. She lives just to the south of us in Chicago, which we like to call Milwaukee South around these parts. But it was fantastic to get to talk to her, and now I get to talk to you. I am so excited. We have a great show lined up for everybody. And, you know, you're really an expert out there in the field, so I have a lot of good questions for you tonight here on the Pageant Cast. And we're going to start with, I'm not sure if you know this this particular word, but it's pagecedent. And pagecedent, it's a real word. I'm not making this up. Pagecedent is your past pageant experience. So I'd like to know about all your pagecedents. How did you get to being this pageant superpower that you are today?
You know, I feel like I've told this story a million times, but it never gets old to me because it's so fun. I was a pageant nerd. I would record all the Miss USAs, the Miss Americas, the Miss Teen USAs, and I would take my notebook out and I would take notes, how many girls wore their hair up, what colors they wore, total nerd. And, you know, my mom said, you know, it's an expensive hobby. Like, we're doing so many other things, like, maybe not for us. And she said, if you can raise the money to do your own, like, we'll start there. So I said, okay, challenge accepted. I bought a $15 dress. I found a pageant at my local mall. I competed and lost miserably. I think I had blue airbrush nails at the time, which we now know is not the best choice, but we loved it. We had a great time. That was the moral of the story. We met great people. So for 4 years, I competed in one pageant every year, and it was the Sunburst Beauty pageant. First year, didn't place. Second year, top 10. Third year, first runner-up. And then last year, finally, I got... This is what I call my Pope crown because it looks like the Pope's hat, if I may. No offense.
Now, wait a minute. Did you say sunburst? It's the sunburst?
Yes.
Now,
it's the sunburst crown. Yes.
This makes me very frightened because if the sun bursts, that's a bad thing. This I know.
Well, it's like the young women competing are the burst of the sun. Their spark. Something like that. Okay. I guess. I'm guessing there. But anyway, so I finally won the New York State teen title for Sunburst when I was 17 years old after 4 years of competing in pageants and never winning. So from there, I kind of got the groove finally, and I competed in the MAO, Miss America organization. And I won my first local at 17, and I win, and they say, hey, you ready for state? And I said, well, what the heck is state? I had no idea that Miss Clear Lakes was a Miss America local. So I was the youngest contestant at the state pageant. Again, lost miserably. I have some hilarious interview stories that go with that. Maybe if we have time later, I'll indulge you there.
We'll get there.
So then I took some time off. You know, I moved to New York City, went to school, got some life experience. In my last year of MAO, I met my pageant idol, Hannah Kiefer, and she and I got to become friends, and it kind of inspired me to get back into it for one more rodeo. And I made the top 10 along with Mallory Heights Hagen, Maria DeSantis, Shannon Oliver, Acacia Courtney. I mean, those are really big names in the pageant history.
Just naming them off.
I think Mallory and I were together a few weeks ago when we looked at our top 10 picture, and I think 7 of the 10 went on to win state or national titles. It was just ridiculous. And you know, Nina Davalori was in that group, Katy Berry, I mean, superstars. And then I aged out and I said, you know what, I'm not done. I had just developed my platform of volunteerism and really hit the ground running. And you know, someone suggested that international is all about pageant platforms and interview skills and ambassadorship. And I said, you know what, I'm not done. I have one more in me. So I won the Miss New York International title. Yeah. And the night I was crowned, I said to my state directors, Jody and Scott, Cessna, they're amazing people. And I said, you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to win the big one. And sure enough, ta-da!
There it is.
So that is the history in a nutshell. That's about 13 years of history really quickly.
That's fantastic. And we just put the international crown up there. What was your favorite part of being part of the international family?
It's not a past tense thing. That's like the best part about it is it's always ongoing. You're always a part of the international pageant family. There are a lot of things I love about it, but one thing, of course, being the emphasis on your platform. I mean, 40% of your score is your interview, and they don't ask the political questions. They don't ask current events. It's all about, can you be a spokesperson for this system and your platform? And you're able to really dive in and make a difference. And that's hugely celebrated. And that's why I liked it so much.
So the interview at International, if I recall, is round robin style, right?
Yes. Now, 5 minutes per judge.
Now, I assume you've been involved in interviews round robin and panel. What's your favorite style?
I like both. I was petrified to transition from panel to round robin, because that's one thing I like about MAO is with panel style, you walk in and you either own the room or you don't. And it separates the men from the boys pretty quickly. And I knew that I could at least control the room. And I loved that. So when you're face to face, you're about 2 feet away from somebody, and it can be a little intimidating. So you rely on that personal connection. I remember my first judge, Mary Molds. I'm still friends with her today. And it just was took a deep breath. And it's about being a real person and being genuine, which at the time, I think, I was 24, 25. Gosh, can't even remember. But anyway, so I was able to just be me and be my age and have a genuine connection. That was something really special that I wasn't anticipating. So I like both, but for different reasons.
Fantastic. Well, tell me a little bit about your favorite phase of competition. Is it interview or is it one of the other phases as we go here?
No, I love interview. That's definitely a done and done answer. It's a pretty pretty simple thing. I just like being able to share my story and to think critically. I mean, the coolest thing about pageants is you're never better as a person than when you are when you're competing in pageants, because you're just thinking about who you are. You're very introspective, and you're always thinking about what you have to offer the world, and you're always pushing yourself further. So interview is kind of the culmination of all of those thoughts, and your mind is really at its sharpest.
Now, you're one of the true experts in all this right now, and we're going to be talking more about that in another episode of The Pageant Cast. For those of you that are watching live, we actually shoot a couple of these episodes in a row, so you'll have to stay tuned. We have a very special episode coming up on that. Stephanie keeps making comments, by the way, in the chat room. It's very distracting, but it's awesome.
Oh, thanks, friend.
And those of you that haven't gotten in yet, keep trying.
Who we're talking about. Stephanie is the queen of operations, I think that's right. And Stephanie is another pageant lifer, and she and I have become friends. And no one laughs at my jokes more than Stephanie. I mean, she is world's biggest confidence booster to me. You can't say anything without her laughing, and you're just like, wow, I didn't know I was this funny. And then you get back to real life with people other than Stephanie, and they don't think you're nearly as amusing. But for those few minutes or those few days that you're with her, it's the best.
She's the best audience in the world. There's no question about that. And I'm so glad to have her be a part of our audience here tonight. Now, we're going to close the first segment, believe it or not, already. Because YouTube likes nice short videos. But what I want to see at the end of this particular video is you are an expert. You should have a dynamite pageant wave. And I would like to see your best pageant wave while we say Tiara Dream. So let's see your best pageant wave. And I, in fact, chat room, you can join in on the fun. I want a grade for Jessie and her way.
A grade.
Oh, yeah. A, B, C, D. Let's go. All right. So let's see this wave.
So can I explain the wave?
Yes, you can explain the wave.
Okay. So this drives me nuts to all ends.
Thank you.
I hate it. So I always do an arms, because if you're in a parade and you're going to be waving for a while, you got to conserve, right? So I'm always arms straight out and I just wave the wrist. Wave. And then you do a little switch to each side. So got to keep it natural. I mean, that's the one thing that's going to keep pageants relevant, as the title holders being authentic and genuine. So this isn't winning us any fans. So it's all about this. Natural, smiling, waving. And, you know, I always laugh when I think about Princess Diaries. She's like, the gun's there, and it cracks me up. And I'm not going to lie, I've probably done that once or twice in my pageant history. But you got to keep it fun and lively. So I'm all about the Tiara Dreams.
Thanks so much, Jessie. We're going to be back with more in another episode. That's it for this episode of the Pageant Cast. Tiara Dreams, everybody.
I'm Amy Gregorio, Mrs. International 2013, and I challenge you to be the voice for a child who needs someone to speak up for their rights. I'm a CASA, a court-appointed special advocate for abused and neglected children who desperately need all of us. I urge you to take your time, do some research, find us at CASAforChildren.org, and step up and stand up for these children. Pageant Cast.